Jack Roberts, who's the executive director for the Michigan High School Athletic Association. Haven't talked to Jack in a while. How are you, sir?
I am fine, thank you. It's a terribly rainy day for us to be running tennis tournaments outdoors. We're like farmers here. We look up at the skies and hope for clear weather on some days and rain on others. So this is a big day for our big weekend for our tournaments.
Jack, can't you do something about that?
Well, there's certain things that we can do something about and certain things that we cannot.
All right. Well, thanks for coming on the program. I wanted to ask you about an interesting story that we've been following. There has been a 19-year-old student with Down syndrome who's wanted to play sports, but he's too old according to the current rules of the Michigan High School Athletic Association that are adopted by the state schools. Now, this 19-year-old may be able to play football and basketball during his senior year after the schools in the state of Michigan, who are members of the Michigan High School Athletic Association, voted in favor of lifting the age limit for sports eligibility under certain circumstances. Mm-hmm. Tell us about the story.
Well, the schools for years have preferred a bright line, an absolute limit to the for age eligibility. If you turn 19 before September 1, you would be ineligible regardless of your circumstances. And that rule does have a year of flexibility built into it automatically. Any student who starts late but then proceeds regularly after that won't be overage. Any student that starts on time but is delayed a year along the way would not be overage. But this doesn't accommodate students who might have been delayed for more than 1 year, and the new rule will allow those who have been delayed for more than 1 year prior to their enrollment in high school and been delayed as a direct result of a defined disability to be able to petition to the MHSA Executive Committee for an exception of up to 1 year. It's a very narrow gate for specific circumstances and limited to one additional year. Not one additional year in high school. There's still only going to be a four-year limit in high school. The delay will have to have occurred to the student prior to enrollment in high school.
Now, you originally said no according to your rules. Why did you decide to ask the schools what they thought?
Well, there was quite a campaign, and the public sentiment was growing that a change was necessary. But honestly, our schools were adamant that it not be changed. So we had our board, our representative council, in quite a predicament here where public sentiment was one way, but school sentiment, and that's what's most important to our board, was quite the opposite. They did not want to have a change. So the representative council developed its own proposal, not one borrowed from any other state or from any other entity, developed its own very specific and limited language. And then at the same time it was considering that wording, spent about as much time talking about a strategy to turn the no votes into yes, because they had heard from their constituents loud and clear, no change, please. So they not only had to adopt language, they had to adopt a strategy to try to turn those no votes into yes. And they were successful. We had the help of the state principals association, the state superintendents association, and the state athletic directors association to talk to their members about the merits of this very specific and very limited change for students who have the most severe disabilities.
Jack, why go through all this trouble for one kid?
Well, certainly we cannot make a change for one kid. Those who wanted us to make an exception for one were told adamantly no. What we had to do was develop a rule that would apply to a student like this and a few others who may be similarly situated in the future, who can have additional eligibility because of a severe disability that delayed them extraordinarily in their elementary school years. So what's going to happen here is the only way this is going to apply is if a student has been delayed as a direct result of a disability while in elementary school and at the time of the waiver request now has a disability that limits the student's capacities both physically and either intellectually or emotionally, and also doesn't represent a competitive advantage or any risk of injury to other competitors. So it's a very narrow gate. I'm pleased with the rule that we now have. I've just not been happy with the process by which it came. We are, Tony, an organization that takes pride in being from the ground up, from the bottom up. In this case, the change came top down, and it makes us very uncomfortable. The council not only had to develop a rule, it had to convince schools to vote for it, and that's not the way we normally operate, and I don't think that's good for a voluntary organization to operate that way, and I hope we don't have to go through it again.
Why did you feel so much pressure to do this?
There is concern that our rule was casting the schools of Michigan in a very unfavorable light. Legislature was getting a bit involved, and the concern there is that they might write a rule that would be a poor rule and adopt it anyway. So it was better to have the future in the hands of the educators, and that's what the council believed, and that's what they tried to convince the schools to do, and they were successful in convincing them.
You know, there's going to be older kids that are going to try and take advantage of this to keep their eligibility.
We're realistic that this doesn't eliminate controversy. It will create some controversy in the future. Now that waiver can be approved when it isn't for a particular student and particular student's circumstances that don't fit the specific exception, controversy will follow that. We've already had cases, we've heard of cases, where overage students without disabilities at all have inquired of their school administrators how they get the exception, too. So there will be a learning curve here as everyone begins to understand how narrow this gate is, how limited the conditions must be to qualify for the exception.
Jack, a final question for you. Worried about kids with physical disabilities and mental to some degree also, but like Down syndrome, playing football and that they might get hurt?
Yeah, that is a concern. That's a risk that the requesting school and the families are going to have to consider. There are some sports which would not put the person with a disability at risk. There are others where it could be very risky, and they're going to have to count that cost.
All right. Jack, thanks so much for your time.
Yes, Tony, thank you.
Have a good weekend.
You too.